This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Moneymaker, the podcast that gives you the tools to enrich your life in every sense of the word. I'm your host, Nelly Galan. Let's get started. When we run businesses, a lot of people oftentimes speak about, well, if I had money, I could get this business going. You know, we're always thinking that it's impossible to raise money or to get money and or to go get somebody to give you a loan or something. But in fact, I think the most important loan of your life is when the day that you go get a mortgage. And I think that people don't realize, I would say probably before that, the most important thing you can do is when you get your first credit card. Because somebody is allowing you to put money and buy something and then pay them back later. So that's a loan. And I think that in the order of loans to eventually build your business, you want to start with a credit card and try to pay that off every month if you can. Try not to buy too much. You don't want to pay those huge interest rates. You want to keep, you know, I made my kid get a credit card as soon as he could. And I said to him, and pay it off in full every month, because then you establish great credit. And for those of you that may not have great credit, fix that, because that is going to haunt you the rest of your life if you don't clean it up. I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to do it, because there's so many incredible programs online that help you fix your credit, and it's so doable. But a credit card is your first step. And then the second step, and probably the most important step that leads you to your business, is a mortgage. Because when you buy a house, whether it's a house or a building or whatever, your first property, your first asset, and you continually pay that off every month, now you have an asset, you have a loan, and you have collateral. And what that means is that you are building your credit with the loan. You have an asset, which is a hard thing that you could always make money off of it, because if you can't afford it or can't live in it, you could rent it. And you also have leverage, because you have a thing that you could then, if you start a business or do something, you have something that you could say, I own this, and if I don't pay you back, you can take it back. So you could own it, or like what the bank does with the loan. So that's a really important piece of the puzzle in your trajectory toward being a small business owner. Because if you want to go get a loan for your company and you have no assets, no credit rating, no collateral, no leverage, it's hard. It's hard to begin. So going back to all the things we need to learn in life, you have to really start establishing a relationship with a mortgage broker early in your life. Because you want somebody that knows you, that is going to believe in you, that you really are going to pay this property or this asset. It could be a bicycle. It could be, you know, however you start it. There are loans for everything. But that you have a mortgage of some sort, and that you have a credit card, a mortgage, a loan, as I said, an asset, collateral, which gives you leverage, right? So that is the beginning of everything for a small business owner. And I'm so happy that later this week, you're going to meet a woman who I've had the pleasure of meeting, who owns, along with her husband, the largest private mortgage company in the country. And she did not know at all what she was doing. She wasn't a great student in high school. She just really focused. And she loans more money to homeowners, and particularly minority homeowners, than anyone else in the country. And I think that is so important, because that relationship with money for you and that relationship with borrowing, which you're going to do the rest of your life. You're going to want to borrow and you're going to want to convince somebody to allow you to borrow. That is a big trajectory of life that no one talks about. And how we do that is with someone that believes in us and knows us. And so it goes back to a lot of the things I talked to you about, you know, you don't deal with financial services. I know so many of them now like are digital, right? Like you go online and you apply for a loan, but there is nothing in the world than the human touch of knowing another person and that person hustling for you and helping you because they believe in you. So to me, that's not an area that should be low touch. It should be high touch. And I've said this to you about your mortgage, your banker, you know, your insurance agent. I'm like buddies with all my insurance agents. And then when something goes wrong, I call them and they make sure that the insurance agent, the insurance pays me. If not, good luck dealing online and trying to get money out of an insurance company. So this human touch part that we've lost so much in a digital age, I just want you to know how important it is in your trajectory to wealth. That human touch of knowing people for many years and having them vouch for you and get you in the door. Moneymaker is a production of Money News Network. Moneymaker is written and hosted by me, Nelly Galan. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. Thanks for listening. See you next time.